from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, with tensions in the Middle East cooling down, gas prices are expected to cool down as well over the holiday weekend. In fact, analysts say gas prices could reach their lowest levels for a 4th of July weekend since 2021. As of July 1st, gas prices in New Jersey were $3.16 a gallon. As New Jerseyans continue to tighten their purse strings due to economic uncertainty and higher costs, many are looking to their backyard for summer fun, according to a new Stockton University poll.
Nearly half of residents did agree that there are adequate, affordable recreational activities in their area. Just over one-third, 35%, disagreed with that statement. Nearly the same rate at 32% said they have had to avoid certain recreational plans this summer due to costs.
Head of research Alyssa Maurice says the poll reveals that 53% of New Jerseyans indicate the economy or costs have impacted their decisions about traveling this summer, while 43% say it hasn't played a role. Several Ocean County towns were the target of unrelenting heavy rain during Tuesday's thunderstorms that crossed New Jersey. Lakewood, Belmar, Howell, Toms River, and Wall saw anywhere between 3 to 5 inches of rain, according to Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero. The highest amount of rain was nearly 5 inches in Howell. Two homes were deemed uninhabitable after being struck by lightning in Lakewood. New York Attorney General Letitia James is securing a court order to block the Trump administration from dismantling the Department of Health and Human Services.
James led a coalition of 19 other attorneys general, including those in New Jersey and Connecticut, in suing the administration in May. This after Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced he was restructuring the HHS, which led to the firing of 10,000 workers and the collapsing of several agencies. The lawsuit argued the move, which affected departments like the FDA, CDC, Head Start, and the World Trade Center health program, put lives at risk and left crucial systems in chaos. A federal judge Tuesday ruled to block the layoffs while the case proceeds. Kristen Marks, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Is there more sunshine in store for us? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It will be humid through the rest of this afternoon as clouds break for some sunshine. High temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s. It will become clear tonight. It will be still a muggy night. Lows in the low to mid 60s. And mostly sunny tomorrow. A late day or early evening thunderstorm in spots. We'll have highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Then the sky clears later tomorrow night, and that sets the stage for a beautiful 4th of July on Friday. Lots of sunshine, low humidity. High temperature Friday in the low 80s. Of sunshine and some clouds mixed in on Saturday. Still looks like a pretty nice day overall. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s, and it heats up a little bit more by Sunday. Highs will be up near 90 with a mix of sun and clouds. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And we've got 82 in Piscataway, 74 in Point Pleasant, 79 Camden. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes under Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.